This is part 12 of a multi-series. Read the previous part here. Prime Minister Paul Martin had Governor General Adrian Clarkson dissolve the House of Commons on May 23, 2004, to trigger an election. Martin had been in the position since the resignation and retirement of his predecessor, Jean Chrétien, since December 12. Martin's early reign was overshadowed by what became known as the sponsorship scandal, or Sponsorgate. When Chrétien was prime minister, the government of Canada used sponsorships in Quebec to counter the work of Quebec's independence movements. The program started in 1996, however, details only started to emerge in the press. The Liberals were expected to win another majority before the early details of Sponsorgate, which would blow up in 2006, started to emerge. The Conservative Party of Canada, a new party born out of a merger between the Progressive Conservatives and the Canadian Alliance, emerged as a contender for a minority government under the leadership of Stephen Harper. Martin and Chrétien had a very public falling out before the latter's resignation and retirement that contributed to the declining popularity and public trust of the party. The Conservative Party of Canada was formed at the end of 2003, with a fear of vote splitting and Martin's reputation as being fiscally conservative, would doom the two Conservative parties. Under the leadership of Harper, they were rising in popularity, but not without some blunders. Some Liberal MPs took Harper to task on his views on abortion after Conservative health critic Rob Merrifield said women should have mandatory family counseling before they choose to have an abortion. Another Conservative politician, Cheryl Gallant, was quoted in the Western Catholic Reporter comparing the execution of Nick Berg, an American radio tower repairman, by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi of al-Qaeda in Baghdad to abortions. However, the Liberals rebounded and were the popular choice among voters everywhere west of Quebec. Martin was elected to a minority government, winning 135 seats. Harper won 99 seats, while the Bloc Québécois and NDP won 54 and 19 seats, respectively. However, the NDP had a higher popular vote than the Bloc with 2,127,403 votes versus 1,689,109. John Duncan, a former Alliance member, was elected as MP in the Vancouver Island North Riding and was also the official opposition critic for natural resources. Duncan was also the first MP to have a private member's bill related to cutting taxation pass. It was private member's bill C-259, which eliminated the excise tax on jewelry. Martin's reign as prime minister was fragile almost immediately. His speech from the throne was unpopular with the Bloc and the Conservatives. The Bloc challenged the speech over provincial jurisdiction, which the Conservatives supported. Martin escaped a non-confidence vote after a last-minute deal with Harper. But then Harper announced another amendment, which resulted in another last-minute deal and another non-confidence vote. However, Sponsorgate came to a head in late 2005. Despite the Gomery report clearing Martin from any wrongdoing, the report also acknowledged Chrétien did not know about the scandal. It did blame him partially for a lack of oversight. Chrétien was cleared in 2008. It strongly hurt the public trust in the Liberals. Canadian media were barred from covering the hearings, but this did not stop information from leaking out. Liberal Finance Minister Ralph Goodale was also being investigated by the RCMP after his office leaked information leading to insider trading before announcing the taxation on income trusts. Goodale was cleared of any wrongdoing, but Serge Nadeau, a civil servant in the Department of Finance, was charged with criminal breach of trust. All three opposition parties introduced a motion of non-confidence against Martin and the Liberal government, which passed 171-133, leading to an election on January 23, 2006. Harper's Conservatives won the election, scoring a minority government with 124 seats. Despite the effects of the scandal, Martin and the Liberals managed to lose only 30 seats. It was the smallest minority government in Canadian history, and the election with the lowest voter turnout, with only 22% of eligible voters hitting the polls. Despite the Conservatives winning the smallest minority government in Canadian history, Vancouver Island North went a different way, electing Catherine Bell of the NDP. Bell was also the NDP's critic for natural resources. She won by 616 votes, defeating Duncan. Canadian politics was rocked by another scandal. The In-N-Out scandal was focused on the Conservative Party's spending during the election. Elections Canada has strict limits on campaign budgets. However, the Conservatives sent $1.3 million to 67 riding offices after the party reached their spending limit, $18.3 million. The money was then returned to the party for purchasing ads for the local ridings. These ads were identical to the national ads. Elections Canada noticed that when local candidates asked for reimbursements, such as Vancouver East candidate Elizabeth Pagtikhan, the invoices sent to Election Canada asking for reimbursement were all sent from Retail Media, a company in Canada. An investigation led to a joint raid by the RCMP and Elections Canada on the Conservative Party headquarters in Ottawa on April 15, 2008. In the fallout, Harper was attacked by the three other parties during question period. Additionally, the Conservatives and the three other parties failed to find any common ground on various issues. Harper had also been hinting at a possible election since March 2007, when party members were told they needed to be ready to campaign within the next week, in an email, while also asking to donate between $75 and $150 for an election campaign. Several confidence votes against Harper resulted in the Bloc and NDP not voting in favor of the government, while the Liberals refused to attend the vote. On September 7, Harper asked Governor-General Michael Jean to call a general election on October 14, 2008, which she accepted. The election resulted in a stronger minority government for Harper, with his party winning 143 seats, while the Liberal Party won 77. The Bloc won 49 seats, and the NDP won 37. 6 weeks after the election, the Liberals and NDP tried to form a coalition government, with the Bloc signing a policy accord which would have them support the coalition government for at least 18 months. It was triggered by Finance Minister Jim Flaherty's fiscal update. The update dealt with cuts in government spending, selling Crown assets, and suspending the ability of civil servants to strike until 2011. Flaherty's update was rejected, mostly due to the 2008 financial crisis, on grounds surrounding the suspension of striking, and the suspension of rights for women to seek recourse from courts for pay equity issues, and a change in election financing rules. If the NDP-Liberal coalition were to happen, that would have a mandate to govern until June 30, 2011, and would result in Stéphane Dion, the Liberal leader, becoming Prime Minister. The plans for the coalition became public fairly fast and were fairly unpopular everywhere except the Maritimes and Quebec. It was particularly unpopular in the West, with voters being worried about Western alienation. Harper's response was to ask Jean to prorogue Parliament, to delay the no-confidence vote. Jean accepted his request, proroguing the Parliament until January 25, 2009. Jean's requirements for the prorogued Parliament were that the Conservatives had to present their proposed budget when Parliament was reconvened. During the prorogued Parliament, the Liberal Party was already considering Dion's leadership skills. He announced he would step down on December 8, 2008. He was replaced by Michael Ignatieff, who would be interim leader until May 2009, when he was appointed leader. At this, the Liberals dismantled the idea of a coalition with the NDP, despite the NDP still being committed to dissolving the Conservative government. Ignatieff and the Liberals accepted the Conservative budget, but requested regular accountability reports, which Harper's government accepted.